This is the Express Us podcast with Blessing Omozeli, a podcast series birthed on the foundation of love and learning. The goal is to create change and impact by sharing experience, knowledge, and expressing positivity with words on random relatable topics. I am your host, Blessing Omozeli. Welcome and happy listening. It's your girl Omozeli Blessing, and you're welcome to my podcast episode, the Espressos Podcast. This is where I share my personal experience, personal thoughts, feelings, whatever you can think of on random relatable topics. And I'm not alone in the recording studio today. I have a guest with me, and his name is...
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your boy, K to the E to the LLY, Kelly the Savage. You can call me your synonym to resilience.
Wow.
Yes, and I want to say I'm so glad to be here on Mozelle. I can't wait to discuss what we have today.
I love your introduction. So, today's podcast episode, you know, this month, February, I was supposed to record this episode January, but I had to push it out because I was like, the best time to talk about friendship is the month of love. Which is February, the month of love.
The month of heartbreak and the hope of finding love.
We are just going to concentrate on the good parts. The month of finding love. That is what we are going to concentrate on. So today we are going to talk about friendship. Types of friendship. Godly friendship. Maintaining friendship at this our age. This stage of our life. Everybody's trying to make it. How do we maintain it? Now, like I said earlier, I'm going to be sharing my personal experience. So please, do not judge me. I'm going to be open and vulnerable. I'm just going to share what I know and what I feel. So just sit back, relax, get your bottle water. If you want to be classy, get a straw.
If you don't want to be classy, please use your pure water.
Your pure water, sachet water, whatever it's called. You know, this episode is going to be amazing. So sit back and relax. So we kick off with who is a friend? Before I define who a friend is, just know that I don't have much friends, but I'm trying my best. So who is a friend? I believe that a friend is someone that has your best interests at heart. You know, someone who loves you, supports you, prays for you. I mean, I don't think a lot of people you call friends pray for you. Because if you're not asking Abba Father, if you're not asking the Lord Jesus for his guardians, preservation, and grace in your friend's life, or people you call friends, do you really love that person? Is that person truly your friend? So I believe that friendship is when someone has your best interest at heart and prays for you. Who do you think a friend is, Kelly?
You've said what I wanted to say, but I would love to go through the part of scripture where it says a friend is someone that sticks closer than a brother.
Wow.
You know, there are people who don't tell you that they have a family outside family.
Yes.
Like, a friend has become a family, outside family. Like, you know, there are people that their family have become limitations for them. But they end up finding this person that for me to call an angel in their life that is always there. You know, there's this man of God, Apostle Simon, I love him a lot. He says, if you don't have anybody in your life that something is going wrong, and you say, maybe in the middle of the night, you say, maybe they want to chase me out, my landlord wants to chase me out in the night because I want to pay rent. If you don't have anybody that can say, oh, so he wants to chase you, come to my house, oh, I'll pay the money. If you don't have anybody like that in your life, you're sitting on a time bomb. I'm serious, it's not the time bomb. So a friend, and again, a friend is more than, like me, you see that word friend, I'm very skeptical of using it. I think some months back, that was last year, sometime last year, a core member was talking to me and she used the word friend. And me, I'm very sensitive with conversations. I'm very playful, I laugh at people, but I also listen to people very well. So she kept using it repeatedly. So I now asked her one day and I said, okay, you said friend, right? So if I now painted a scenario for her, I said, if this thing should happen to me, I'm just saying, I just painted that scenario, will you still be there for me as a friend? And she didn't give me a word. She didn't even say anything. She was just looking at me. And I smiled. I didn't say anything. I pretended as if that conversation has, faded. But anytime I see her, I just know, oh, I knew that you can't be a friend. So you see, it's deep. Friendship is deep. It's deep. In fact, it goes beyond. In fact, it even has spiritual implications. Let me tell you, it has spiritual implications because there are people that you are close to. It can either mar or destroy your spiritual life.
Yes.
There are people that, the moment you become friends with them, you don't want to pray. You don't want to read your Bible.
You know, let's not go deep into that. That is our next question. Just hold on. Before that, I would like to ask you, do you think a friend should take a bullet for you? Because people are like, if you cannot take bullets for me, you are not my friend.
Okay, you just reminded me about the part in scripture. For instance, Jesus. When Jesus was carrying the cross, I don't know if anybody noticed, the disciples were not there when he was moving the cross.
He was carrying his load.
Yeah, nobody was there. Nobody was there. If somebody say you, until you get betrayed, now that time you're going to say, now why your face day passport, you know? So he was carrying the cross. Only he was there. Or he took one man named John of Cyrene that carried the cross for him. So the question, where were all these 12 disciples? I remember having this conversation with my kid sister, and she said, maybe at the time when they were trying to kill Jesus or crucify Jesus, they were also looking for all the people that were associated with him, so they ran away. But I'm saying, these people were with him. Where were they? They were not there. Only he was there. So can you see?
Sacrifice his life for us. Just him.
It's not easy. Okay, take a look at Peter. Peter said, no matter what has happened, Jesus, I will not leave you. Jesus said, when the cock crows, you deny me.
Do you know Jesus?
Do you know Jesus? After that point, if I read some Bible history, will tell you that Peter wanted to kill himself, you know, because he couldn't believe that he could fall, his flesh could fail him and he could deny Jesus. You see this thing where people say, I can die for you, he's a liar.
I will give you the word. Which word do you want to give to me? It's not true. Let's not be deceived.
To die for someone is not easy, you believe me, it's not easy.
For me, I don't think a real friend should take any bullets for you. Rather, a real friend should pray for you.
True.
That is the best. True. Pray for me. Let it flow.
Yes, now.
Let the spirit intensify.
No be lying. It's actually true.
So before we go to the main question, because he was already diving into it, godly friendship.
Yes.
I just want to let you know that friendship, you know, I'm going to use the word, the synonyms of friendship. It's companionship. It's fellowship, brotherhood, a relationship that shows cordialiness.
Right, that is the word communion.
No, that relationship that shows sincere affection and kindness. Please take note. Sincere, that is genuine, real, not fake. Sincere affection and kindness. Now, I know that Kelly, you really want to talk about this. Godly friendship. Now, like I told you guys at the beginning of the episode, I am going to be real and vulnerable with you guys. There was a point in my life I was a bad friend. When I say bad, all things bad. No, and now I'm trying to change and be good.
It's true. Everybody has one time will taunt you in his life.
Okay. So, godly friendship now. I'm trying to be a godly friend to the few friends I have. So, what is godly friendship? Before I let you take or shake the table, I am going to be reading a Bible verse for us today. Listen, get your Bible to confirm. Proverbs 27:17. This is the King James Version. Iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Bam. You heard it? Iron sharpeneth iron. Let's go to another Bible verse. 2 Corinthians 6:14, and I'm using the Good News Translation. Do not try to work together as equals with unbelievers, for it cannot be done. How can right and wrong be partners? How can light and darkness live together? Now, using this as our foundation, Kelly, what is godly friendship?
So you see, this iron sharpens iron. See, you need to have a friend that is moving in line with you spiritually, mentally, financially. That's the good thing about friendship. You are able to see your weaknesses. Now, maybe another person will say, me, prayer, when it comes to prayers, I'm very poor at prayer. If I pray 5 minutes, you know, I'm okay. Father Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I know you understand my heart. You see my heart, blah, blah, blah. You understand. When there's another person, you sit down, intercede. You understand. While there's another person that can spend time reading scripture, you need to, all these things, you need to sit down as friends and know. Because let me tell you, there are some people that they don't like prayer. Like, in fact, for me, you see that one, you see prayer and study of the word. Like, when Acts, I think it's Acts chapter 6 that says, I think it's verse 2 or something, and they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrines, in prayers, and in study of the word, you know. So, for me, prayer and study of the word, even though there are other spiritual things, you know, prayer and study of the word is very important. In fact, for me, those should be the basis of your friendship. Last time, I think I was discussing with someone about Pastor Adeboye. And he said his wife, when they started, when they came, I think they were like courting. I don't want to call it dating because a lot of people have controversy over that thing. They tell you dating is of the secular world, but when you're talking about something that is moralistic, in the moralistic sense, it's courting. Okay. So it's when they are courting. And I'm not saying it is, but I'm just saying a lot of people, you know. So he said when they were courting, he fasted for about 40 days because he wanted God to move a mountain in his life, that is in their life. And his wife said, how can you be fasting for 40 days and I'll just be looking at you, I'll join you in the fasting. He said he finished that 40 days and still that mountain did not move. He decided to do another 40 days fasting. She said, I'll still follow you. He said, they did another one, so that's making it 120 days now. She said, honey, I'll still follow you. He said he had to stop it. So you see, that kind of a partner, you know that there's no how they will not advance in life. You know, many of us feel that everything is money will run, money will go away. The thing that can sustain money is the spiritual realm, you know, because, you know, we always downplay the things of the spirit, you know. But as a friend, you need to know that the things of the spirit is what control the things of the flesh, the things that happen in the physical. You understand? So this, the criteria for me, Kelly, is if you want to get a friend, make sure he or she is prayerful and studies the word, no matter how busy you are. At least, in fact, right now technology has made it easy. You can be listening to scripture on your earpiece, you know. Yes. You can listen to audio scriptures on your earpiece, even though maybe you are busy, you are going to work. You can be listening to scripture and it's just playing. You can listen to messages that will, it's something.
Yes, I think that's one of the foundation of a godly friendship. But just like the Bible scripture said, now there's this thing about you are the light, darkness. Are you the light in somebody's life or the darkness? No, honestly, are you the unrighteous or the unbeliever in the relationship? Or are you the one that is drawing and sharpening the countenance of your friend? Are you guys working together to be better, to grow, to be successful, to be great? Are you guys praying together,
yes,
talking about God, praying for each other, praying with each other? I mean, are you guys strengthening each other's faith? Like I said earlier, there was a time I was the bad friend. But now I'm trying to build the friendships on a godly foundation. Because why? I want someone that can also raise me. Someone that can help me spiritually. Because we all have weaknesses. I might pray for 2 days straight. I am in the spirit. The third day, everything will just... Imagine if I have a friend that is always there to push me. So you can go on. You can go. That is what godly friendship is about. The foundation is on God, like, yes, the word, your prayer life, your spirituality. Not confusing spirituality. No, let's be... No, there are so many things. There are so many teachings these days.
And a lot of teachings.
If you're not rooted... If you're not rooted in the word, like not somebody's own teaching, in the word of God itself, the Bible, the word of God, or your own personal relationship with the Lord, you will shake.
So you see, understanding is good. Knowing God for yourself is very, very important. A lot of people don't know God for themselves. They want their pastor to know God for them. They want somebody to know God for them. They don't want to know God for themselves. It's really bad. It can put you in a very spiritual dilemma. So you know, a lot of people pray outside. See, if you want to pray, you know, sometimes I ask myself, why is it that there are some people that pray and they get... In fact, there's somebody that can pray for 5 minutes and you get results, and there's someone that pray for 7 hours.
7 days.
7 days, and you will not get any result. You see, that is because they're applying the doctrines, they're applying the principles of the spirit wrongly. you know. But you hear them saying, it's not, we are not, you're applying wrongly. That's why some of them, okay, now I was talking with, this thing we spoke about, I think shortly we just spoke about couple relationship.
Yes.
I didn't tell you something. I think we're in camp together. When we're in OBS and all these kind of things. Now, then when I was the OBS president, there's something that happened, you guys didn't know. There was this particular girl. She was always coming when you guys were not around. I was always, every time she's coming, I was always in OBS. So I was just like, who is this girl? She's always coming, and then she'll chat me up, and then we were very busy in camp, so I was never checking my WhatsApp or all this kind of thing. So when we finished camp, fast forward, when we finished camp, then this girl started talking to me, and all this kind of thing. I was like, this girl has some spiritual insight and something like that. And she had a problem where she needed to travel abroad, and then she needed to stay behind. So she said, Kelly, I want you to pray with me in this particular issue. So I prayed with her, and then I also, the night, okay, I think the evening of that day, particular day, I prayed about it. Then the next day, and I said, how is it everything? I hope you prayed about it. She said, it's already done. God has already told her that it's not his will for her to travel. So it's not the will of God. How can you say something? You want to travel abroad? You got body to travel abroad? You are saying that it's not the will of God. How can you say that? So as I was praying that day, as she said that to me, I felt very bad. I prayed that day, and God now told me that there's something about this lady. She operates in a dimension of faith. Go and meet her. So I met her the next day, and I was saying, sincerely, ma, I don't like you. You came to ask me for help, but I'm the one that needs help. So please, how do you do it? How are you able to operate in this dimension of faith? Then she told me one format that she uses. She says that anytime she's having crossroads in her life, she brings out two chairs, plastic chairs or whatever, and she faces the chairs opposite each other, and she sits on one, and then the other one is empty. She assumes that on the empty chair, God is on that chair.
She's having a conversation.
Yes, and then she's having a conversation, and then she speaks to that chair, and she says, God, you are seeing what is happening. I'm not sure you want this to befall me. I'm not sure you want this to happen to me. I hope you are seeing this. After she finished talking to that chair, 2 days, 3 days, she starts seeing results in her life, and then she goes, I say, my goodness, how can people be operating? Then I'm like, oh man, I'm doing shabba ba 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 every
there's nothing wrong with speaking in tongues.
There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong, but I'm saying that the difference is understanding. Do you know, knowledge, superiority of knowledge. That's where, that was the difference between me and her. Do you understand? She was able to operate in that dimension of faith because of understanding. Because she said she speaks with, and then she doesn't need to think about whether this thing works. She already knows it's working. She starts seeing results. You know, you see people say faith. It's a lie. A lot of people don't have faith. If you hit the rock, you know that you don't have faith.
My dear. Now, still on this godly friendship matter, don't misunderstand us that,
true,
oh, if you have a godly friend in your life,
yes,
that relationship or friendship will be perfect. It will not be perfect. I mean, it should guarantee that you guys will stick together, you know,
yes,
achieve your goals, but people change. Our mindset, our ideologies, we grow. You know, you can be in a godly friendship and you be the only one developing yourself, like physically, academically, socially,
true,
while the other person is focused, don't misunderstand us, while the other person is focused on reading the Bible day and night and praying. Now let me, from my own experience, you see, this is the thing. How can you achieve anything in life if you are not ready to work it out? You pray about it, you should work out your prayer point. Manna will not fall from heaven. You cannot actualize those divine ideas and inspirations if you don't work it out. I mean, truthfully, we should pray without ceasing.
Yes.
We should worship God endlessly. But at the same time, we should work on ourselves. You can't leave everything to prayer and fasting.
Yes.
You need to work it out. You need to have a balance. Right?
Very true. You know, we have become, permit me to say, most especially here in Africa, we have become lazy Christians. I'm so sorry. We leave everything for God. You don't say, I've prayed about it, I've fasted about it, I've sang about it, we did it in morning devotion. At all. If we leave it for God, God is in charge, God is in control. And we keep leaving it for God, and in the next 3 years or 10 years, our life is still the same way. Do you not see such people become atheists? And when you call atheists, people will now tell you, people who don't believe in God will now say, you see what I told you, this God does not actually work. But he actually works. You understand? He actually works, but it's just that we've not decided to put in this prayer, put in this study of the word into reality.
Into action.
Into action. We refuse to. We just like to lay there and assume that God will come down from heaven. Even Jesus himself, when he came down, when he came down from heaven, when he grew, and I think when he was a teenager, they said he was in the temple reading. The scribes was not talking with the Pharisees in the temple. Why didn't you sit down in his house and say, I am the Christ? Do you understand? I am the Christ. There's no need for me to read. He seeked for knowledge. That was one of the first things that he did. And then again, as he went out, he looked for people, capable people. See, I don't know. So see, I think we need sometimes is it orientation that we need? Because when you even look at the life of Jesus, you say, okay, this man is Jesus. He came as a man. He should have the attitude of, you know what? I am sent. I am Jesus Christ. So there's nothing. Even for him to even be coming to the earth, they needed man. Do you understand? Man was needed. A woman's womb had to be made open for him to enter into that womb. So you see, we need to put action. You can't just sit down and imagine things in your head. Imagination is good, but it's not useful without work.
Yes, and the thing is, our mind development and growth can actually affect our friendship generally. Even godly relationship, it can be affected. When such thing is affecting the relationship, does that mean we should cut them off? I mean, people that we think,
yes,
we see, and we know that they are not ready to actually grow to that level that we want or improve themselves.
Yes.
They are comfortable in their mediocrity. They are comfortable in being average. The way you try for excellence, they don't feel it.
True.
They feel you're even doing too much. They'll be like, it's okay now. Let us read this. Let us go for this sermon. Let us go for this service. It's okay. Why should you do this? Why should you do that?
You know, remind me about this part of the scripture where I think it was Jesus who said, he that strives for mastery must strive lawfully. Do you understand? You need to strive for mastery, because you can't just, a lot of us are praying for God to bless us, but you know what? You can't get that blessing when you're unprepared. For David to become the king of Israel, he had to stay in the cave of Adullam to build capacity. And as he was building capacity, he was able to meet the mighty men. He did not just enter the gate and just became king of Israel. And imagine when he killed Goliath, that would have made, they promised him that if he killed Goliath, he was going to marry Saul's daughter. But he still saw the wuru-wuru that he did. And all this even though that wuru-wuru was also a disguise for David to build capacity. You understand? We need to use these opportunities of our lives as Christians. Yes, even as we are praying, God, because build capacity, put in the work, put in everything. Imagine that you are brought before kings. Okay, let's even look at it. For you to speak to some certain kind of people in authority, there's a kind of manner that you speak.
Yes.
When Jacob came to meet Pharaoh, Joseph told Jacob, his father, he said, when you meet Pharaoh, speak to Pharaoh in this manner. And when he spoke to Pharaoh in that manner, and Jacob spoke to Pharaoh in that manner, you could see they gave them the best of the land for him and the father to stay there, the land of Goshen, because he spoke rightly. He speak in this manner. So if you do not build capacity, how will you be able to know how to speak to people when you get that blessing that you're looking for? Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's very key. Very, 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 very key. Developing yourself, adding value to yourself. And you are seeing somebody who is not adding value to yourself. Now, this is a dicey one. First of all, I always tell people, pray about certain things. Now, it's very possible that can be an attack. Let me tell you, sometimes when people do certain things, it's not ordinary. It can be an attack. It could be the people from their side, their village. It's not every time there is people from village. Sometimes it's our foolishness, but it could also be that it will be people from their village don't want them to grow.
Or their mentality.
Or their mentality. Because if you would just say, I'll cut off, it can be a problem later on, because
might be sent to that person's life to actually help the person.
So that's what I'm saying. You have to pray. Sit down and pray. Speak to say, if any of you be afflicted, let him pray. So pray about it. When you pray about it and you are sure and you know it's the leading of God, then you can cut off that relationship. But if you sit down and say, you are not growing, and sometimes the reason why people too cannot be growing while you are growing, could be, have you sat down and discussed with them? Have you sat down to motivate them? A lot of people,
or is it their time?
True. Well, a lot of people are, there's something they call, what do you call this when you lose motivation? There's this particular word they use. can't remember that one. When someone loses motivation, a lot of people, when your morale is low.
Oh, yes. Morale high.
So
okay.
A lot of people, their morale is low. So maybe this person could, maybe his or her morale is low and he or she needs to be motivated a little bit so that he or she can, or maybe again, this person might be discouraged. Lord, believe me, almost a lot of people have gone through a lot. That, you know what, they just be like, you know what, I'll just stay in my space and I'll just, you know what, anything that God gives me, anything I see, I'll just eat. I'll not move outside this or do out. That's the way that it has been for so many people.
So you think we should pray before we cut them off?
No,
if
pray,
it's
pray
necessary to cut
yes,
them
yes,
off.
Yes, if it's necessary, pray.
But see, let's know that there's a difference between disconnecting from friends that are not genuine, from we are not growing, or I'm in a different lane, you're in a different lane. There's a difference between cutting fake friends off, because we all
like
have
calling,
fake
I
friends.
I don't like calling them friends. I don't like calling them acquaintance.
But you know, you don't know that they are fake until they do something to you.
True, you won't actually know they're fake. But you know, there's a syndrome we have in this generation, which is this generation of make I chop from you, and when you don't have, I run away. See, believe me, we have this mentality of I'm just close to Omozele because of what I have to benefit from Omozele, and the moment that thing I'm benefiting from Omozele is absent, that's it. I find my square root.
That's,
you know,
forming relationship based on what you get,
what you stand to gain.
Okay,
that's another thing. And then you also said something about growth. Do you know, when you watch interviews of great people, they'll tell you about something. They had friends, but when they grew to certain heights, they became lonely. You now have to say, where were those friends? Now, do you notice that there are people that are not, comfortable with your growth? That is to say, if I and you are...
Do they feel intimidated?
More or less like intimidation, more or less like... I don't know how to put this particular thing. Where you grow, for instance, you are like this, and all of a sudden tomorrow, Omozele becomes an ambassador. And I'm like, you like this, why they see like this every day, and you want to be an ambassador. Before you know it, that jealousy, insecurity,
inferiority complex.
Yes, inferiority and insecurity too. So that insecurity comes up. You will not know that your friend has insecurity till certain things happen. Till you rise, till tomorrow you say they have been called for this particular job. And the person, we have been jobless, you are having a job. What is the meaning of that? You see? So all these things matter. Friendship for me is a process. You can't really know your friend. See, maybe when you reach certain heights, you're not saying, yes, this is a friend. Because some people say they have friends. And they've just been friends. In fact, there's a time somebody was talking to me one time and she said, Kelly, this is me and my friend. I said, wow. He said, do you know that we have been friends and we have never quarreled? Now, this is what you call trying to make people happy. Do you know there are some people that they deceive themselves in relationship just because I don't want Omozele to be angry, so I don't tell Omozele some certain things. Just because Omozele doesn't want Kelly to be angry, Omozele doesn't tell me some certain things.
I think
things.
I have
so
that kind of relationship.
So they just deceive themselves and the relationship is just growing. And people say, we've never quarreled. They say, what a perfect relationship. It's a lie. There must be war in that relationship.
Wait,
people
why?
Must argue. I mean, there's war. I don't mean you scatter, but there must be time for disagreement. There must be a time where you have to say, see, Kelly, this is your mistake. This particular thing, you need to work on it. You need, like me, I have, there are some friends that have been able, like, for instance, when you started this podcast, you say you have very few friends. Same with me. Before I came for the service, for service, I have, and I still have two friends. And these are people that have been there for me, like, in my worst moments. In a time where everybody left me, but these people say, you know what? We will stay with you. If we perish, we perish. We stay there.
Wow.
Do you understand? So this kind of, and these people, they are very rugged with me. In fact, the way they converse with me, it's not that they don't respect with me. There are some decisions I take. And they say, see, forget it, Kelly. You don't care how big you are. This thing you did, you just chose you're a fool. And sometimes I'll be angry. I say, how can somebody go to tell me I'm a fool? But sometimes when I now sit down and I think about it, and I say, actually took a foolish decision. You know, sincerity, honesty. A lot of relationships like that honesty. And if you are friends, that's not a good relationship. Because I don't want to hurt your feelings. I don't want to hurt your ego. As long as I'm doing it respectfully, and I'm not trying to make you look less of a human, forget it. I need to let each other know our fault.
Well, this is my take on it, yeah. You know, when you think that someone does not genuinely love you because you actually feel it, when they don't care about you, support you. In fact, the person is doing the exact opposite of all these things. Hurting you.
Yes.
Stealing from you. When I say stealing, it might not just be your money.
Like, yes,
your peace of mind. The person might be stealing it, giving you headache. Stealing from you, abusing and neglecting your emotions. What do you do? Simply, you disconnect from them.
No, you have to disconnect.
You don't even have to hate them.
No, you don't.
Remember, you're a good person. No. You don't have to hate them. You don't
You have to see that thing is not easy. You see that hate is not easy. I've reached a point in my life when I've been dragged on social media. It's my email, like they dragged me on social media. Like put my name, my work name, they like the Kelly Disamis, my family name, they brought everything out on social media, they posted it. Like the person posted it. Now you see that kind of a person, someone that you helped, this is somebody that when the person was hungry, like very hungry, you help that person and the person now drags you on social media. You see, Omozele, it's very hard to forgive. This is why you have to place your heart on a surgery table for God to work on your heart. You see,
yes.
Guide your heart with all things.
Spiritual surgery.
Yes. And also, that is in that spiritual surgery that you have what you call healing. You know, healing. Like that's where God is going to be able to heal you. Because believe me, Omozele, is not want to show that person pepe. That's let me show you pepe attitude. Because I was talking to somebody, imagine now. Jesus, when he was about to crucify, the disciples were not there. Assuming after he was resurrected, he had enough reason to say, you know what? I'm going to save the whole world minus the disciples. Even if you go to hell, I'm going to save the whole world minus the disciples. But he called the 12 disciples and spent another 40 days expanding the way of the kingdom to them. Do you understand? So it's even though I know we should say, yes, we should try and forgive and all this kind of thing, but forgiveness is not easy.
No, we can just disconnect and just which word should I use? Block them from our life. Just delete them from our lives. Like
true.
You know. And you know, when there are some people you do that to, they will not even bother to, you know, try to connect back or reach out.
That's like those ones for me are, I don't know what particular word to use for them. Those ones are just like, you know what? Whatever, whatever you call, like, whatever, okay, whatever, who cares? Like, what are you doing? No, or the like, don't say even game one, you say you all cut over, which are they gain, which are they achieve? I mean, come up for here, you understand?
Like, it's sad. When you delete certain people from your lives, you cut them off, they will not even bother to reach out. Now, for the other situation, you know, you are probably at different peaks in your lives, you know, like I said earlier, you're not just set to develop yourself spiritually because it's a godly friendship.
Yes, it's true.
Or you want to develop yourself mentally,
even career-wise,
career, academic, even your social life.
Mm-hmm.
You crave excellence.
Simple.
And you are at that stage in your life where you want to surround yourself with like minds. Remember in the Bible, iron sharpens iron.
Not a rubber.
So now in that situation, do you disconnect from your friend? Now Kelly made mention of praying.
Yeah.
He said we should pray about it. Personally, if they are affecting your growth, right, with love in your heart, that is no hate. You should let them down easily. With love in your heart, I mean you don't need to block them.
Yeah.
You don't need to ghost or ignore them. You can still love them from afar.
True. Yes.
See, that is where prayer comes. When God says this person just blasts, it's not his time. Yes. It's not her time.
Yes.
Or this person needs extra push. You can love them from afar. You don't even need to look down on them or think evil or feel that they are jealous of you or your growth, because truthfully that thought will come in, that why is this person like this? Is this person jealous of me? Is this person intimidated? You know, make it just day your day.
Yes.
Once in a while you can check on by the person, you can show love, you can help, you can even pray for them, but you do it from after. It's not easy, it's not simple. You know it's easy to say it,
yes,
but we know that truthfully
to do the do.
It's not easy. And that is my own take. And honestly, I would love that you listening will share your own opinion, will share your thoughts. You can use the question and answer segments below and just share how you feel. Now, moving forward, Kelly.
Yes, dear.
You know, I'm in my mid-20s.
Okay.
Oh my God, I can't believe I am in my mid-20s. But we keep pushing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm at this level that I want to succeed. Right, I want to. I'm aiming at this particular. I want to be the top, the best OAP. I want to be this. I want to be that. I want to be successful. You get.
True.
now that I'm in this stage, I'm trying, I don't want to use the word struggling, but
yes,
I'm striving,
yes,
to reach that.
You're striving for mastery.
Yes, that excellent peak. How do I make friends? How do you make friends at that stage of your life? Because I'm sure you too, you are trying to reach that excellent.
Definitely.
Yes. So how do you make, do you even need to make new friends?
No, you only need to make new friends when it's actually necessary, you know. Now in your 20s, I always tell people your 20s are the moment of swing, you know. When you meet a lot of people, they'll tell you that when you reach the age of 35 to 40,
you want to build connections.
That's the age of expectation. So now in your 20s, everybody just saying, oh, say like, wow, yes, you believe it, you believe it. Then when you reach 35, some they say, no, let me not use it. God forbid, I don't pray for you to 35. So let me use another person. So then I'll say, okay, for instance, Eukarya, you're 35 and you are still at this same level. That's because you reach the level of expectation, results. People are expecting you to see results in your life. Now, this is the aspect of where we need to pray for favor, believe me. Because if you are actually having goals that you want to actually meet up in your 20s, you need to pray for grace, or like favor, this thing called favor, or rather unusual kindness. It's very important because there are people that you can meet and they will turn your life forever in the space of a second. Mind you, look at Joseph. Joseph was in the dungeon interpreting dreams for several people. And even interpreted it for a butler. He told the butler, when you get to the kingdom, don't forget to tell Pharaoh that there was a man in the dungeon that interpreted a dream for you. Scripture said, and he forgot Joseph. Now he reached the point in time where Pharaoh had a dream.
Yes.
That same butler remembered Joseph. Now there's a part in that scripture. I read it some days back and it kept me like glue, and I was just praying about it. He said, "Is something, I don't know if you've heard of what we call speed. God gives speed." Now the scripture says, and they brought Joseph hastily out of the dungeon. Like
yes.
It was his time, you know, it was his time and nothing could stop it. So hastily they brought him out of the dungeon and then straight became a prime minister. In fact, they said they changed his apparel. So he was not just dressing like a normal person. Level don't change. It was a change in level, you know. So in this your 20s, believe me, it's a level that you need to be very conscious, like very conscious about decisions you make, not just even spiritually, health-wise, the kind of things you eat. Like, I was watching I think it was on TikTok where a video where a lady was saying that your 30s or your 40s or your 50s is a reflection of what you were eating in your 20s. So those kind of things that you take in, they'll reflect later in future, you know. So the 20s are a very critical stage of people's life. Your 20s are at the moment you need to explore. That thing that you are saying, maybe I'll do it, just do it. You fail, no problem. You fail, you get back on track.
Like I said, I don't have much friends.
It's good not to have much friends.
But the thing is, I don't even know how to make friends. I am trying to learn. Like, honestly, I don't know how to socialize. So if you listening to me right now, if you know how to socialize, please share your tips. Share the handout. I need it. Because I want to be more free. I want to have, like, I want to be open-minded.
No, it's just for you to take a try. It's just for you to take that step. You know, it's just for maybe are you scared that somebody might just
play
with your heart?
Yes, because
they love the whole of their heart.
I am free, and then
true. And then someone takes it for granted.
Yeah, so it's really scary, honest. Even like, not, I'm not talking of romantic relationships. Yes, I mean, like general friendship.
True. People take it for granted.
And the thing is, I have a question for you, listen, because I know that you're enjoying this episode. I want you to send your response by using the feedback section. Do you think when you clock 30, you will have time to make friends? Kelly, what do you think about that?
My dear, I think there's a stage of your life when, no offense, you shouldn't be thinking about making friends. It's really big. Okay, now I spoke about David when he was in the cave of Adullam. Imagine when David, when he became king of Israel, that's when he started looking for friends. And there's a particular saying there is lonely at the top.
So when
imagine you're a king, you are a very respectable person in society. Is that the moment you want to start making friends? How sure are you that the people there will be genuine? Now, in the cave of Adullam, those people, anything they eat, they say it's awara that we have, or they eat the awara. You understand? So those people, they've known him in and out, and I think he has passed that stage that he will start. So for me, I think that it's that friendship of the thing. It, at age 30, I don't believe I should start looking for friends at age 30. I believe I should really have an already established friendship.
Right.
And what I should be doing at age 30 is to see how it grows. You know, people tell you this thing, but you know that relationship is an investment.
Yes.
If people invest in money, but you know that money will not visit you when you are sick.
True.
Money will not come to your plot of land will not come to the hospital bed and say, Omozele, hey, how are you feeling? It will not come there. It's people that will come there.
People that care.
You understand? So if this relationship, look, at age 30 for me, you should have built a relationship already. And there's this, I don't know, I can't remember, I think not that I was spoken about it. When I was age 18, I think that's one of the things that guided my, that helped to guide me. And that's why I'm very conscious with the decisions I make. And when people see me, they say, hey, Kelly, you don't savvy this. I'm like, no, it's not savvy, but I don't know. God has just made me privileged to be able to meet right people that are able to guide me. There's this man, shout out to you if you are listening, St. Charles. I love you, sir. He was, I think, the head of programs of a particular radio station, ICFM. And in Jos, he's an FM for the University of Jos. So there's a certain point in time I was going through something, and he drew a particular pie chart for me, like in a circle. And he said, now, in this circle is your spiritual life, in this circle is your family, in this circle is your health, in this circle is your relationship, in this circle, like, it was just like a circle connecting each other. And he said, looking at this circle of people, this particular personalities I've mentioned in this circle, where do you see them in the next 10 years? I don't know if you understand.
Yeah.
Where do you see family in the next 10 years? Where do you see your health in the next 10 years? Where do you see the relationship that you have now in the next 10 years? So you need to be futuristic in anything that you do. Don't just think of today. Think about of tomorrow. Think about the future. Be futuristic. That's why a lot of people, that's why when you said you have few friends, I smile, because I know that naturally, even if you come me, I converse with people. You know my nature. And I talk with people. Converse with people. I'm a very social person. But still I have a few friends because not everybody will be willing to relate at this level, because me, I don't want to see now, I'm seeing tomorrow, because there's a target that I have.
Yes,
there's a set target. Like I bought a short diary book like this that it has already finished. Do you understand? Because I'm writing, so saying, and sometimes maybe I can be talking with you and your idea will just come and just write it down.
Yes.
Because you know, there's this thing I want to chip into this thing. The idea of not writing down our goals. Sometimes it also helps you to coordinate your life. You know, sometimes some people just sit down, I remember. Or some will say, I'll write it on my phone. Your phone can misplace. Do you understand? So putting your goals and all those things is very, very important. Just be strategic. That's the word, strategic. Try and be strategic with every decision that you make. It's very important.
And then what do you think about connection? Is it better to have connections than friends? Is it better to make connections than making friends?
No.
Like at this stage we are right now.
Yes, at this stage in your life, both of them go together. It's not even connection, relationship. But it's also like it's a different kind of relationship. Now, sorry to say, there are people that whenever something happens in their life, there's nobody they can reach out to. Like there's a stage I was in my life and somebody was threatening my life, threatening my family, and if I didn't have the opportunity of relating with people, I wouldn't be able to reach out to, for instance, a security. Okay, I reached out to a human rights person, you know, and I said, how far this is what I'm going through, and the person told me what to do and what not to do. Relationship is very key. Friendship is good, but you need relationship. You also need, there are people that they will not really be that close with you, but they still play a role in your life. You understand? I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They might not be that close, they might not know Omozele too, but still, because Omozele has a particular trait, whenever anything happens, they'll still want to stand for her. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You get, so you, relationship and friendship, for me, they go together. You need it. As you go, me, like now, for instance, I have an attitude. I tell people this thing, that's why it works for me. That's why sometimes when I'm maybe, for instance, I'm having any issue, finance or anything, I find bold to call people and say, hello, please help me with this amount. It's because whenever I step into a place, I like to collect the number of that person. If I step into the place, I analyze this place. For instance, if it's this studio now we're in, and I'll look at it and I'll say, okay, who are the people, who are the top people here? Okay, who are the people here that have the opportunity to speak to these top people? Who are the people that can smuggle in my name to these top people? When you look at all these things, then I'm asking, let me have your number. Let me have this. I just gathered. I was talking to somebody. I said I have over 1,000 people contact on my phone.
You call them.
I don't call them. I don't call them, but I chat to them. I relate to them. Do you understand? That is why I have the boldness to. You can also, when you have not been calling, you call the person when you are in trouble. It does not make. Just imagine I have not reached out to you for 3 years. They are almost saying, hey, my house is on fire. I need 500,000. From where? How? How? So definitely I'll relate to those kind of people. I'll try, or you know, this thing called broadcast message. You just put it there and you just at least let them know that your presence is there and you acknowledge them. It's important. So, relationship and friendship, they really go together.
Okay, well, my dear listener, I just want you to know that when you're connected to God's grace, you don't need human connection.
Yes, you're
connected. Because He will strategically place with those people in your life.
He'll place those people in your life, fine. But you also need to have the wisdom. At least maintain them and keep them within your reach. You don't have to be careless. Do you know there's a way you can be careless and God can decide to just leave you to be where you are? It's not that He's wicked, but He just wants you to show you that you need sense. You need to know, understand that you need to keep value some certain kind of people around you. Do you understand? Do you know there are certain people now that if anything happens, they can easily enter some places and be like, how do you enter this place? How do you take enter this place? But do you understand?
Okay, well, this episode has been going really well. It's amazing. I'm having fun. I'm learning a lot. Hope you are learning a lot too. Now, navigating friendship. So when it comes to friendship, we know it's not easy to navigate, especially, you know, as we are getting younger. I don't want to use the word older. You know, we are striving to be innovative, to make an impact. We want to get to that point that... or more like this level, nobody feel rich, you know. And in striving and gaining excellence, this week is gone. For, you know, months have gone by. You have not called, you have not reached out, you have not sent a text to Lola, you forgot to respond to Esther's text, you did not even remember to call Ezekiel on his birthday. Why? Because you have so much going on. And it's understandable. But truthfully, I mean, it's hard, right? But if you genuinely care about somebody or a friend, you will make a time. No excuses.
Definitely. That's why there's something called reminders. Maybe you can set a reminder on your phone or something just to remind you and all that. That's why I said strategizing your day. You can have a timetable of you. Like, try to put your events into a schedule. You know, so by 8 to 9 I'm doing this, by 10 to 11 I'm not doing this, by 11 to 12 I'm doing this. Do you understand? That can also help you to remember certain things. But because if you are keeping everything in your head, there's no how you remember now.
Yeah, and the thing is, truthfully, sincerely, we do forget. We will want to reach out, but we become so overwhelmed with what life is dishing at us.
Especially now that things are very hard, like, in the country. Dollar is 1.5 to naira. Come on. So people are it's not an excuse, but we are trying to also say we understand.
And the thing is, friendship these days, like with what is happening in the world, you just mentioned them. It's not easy, you know, when you are apart, distance and everything. It's not easy, but the thing is, we have to keep our hearts filled with love for each other. Honestly, because like every relationship, every type of relationship, communication is important.
Yes.
We have to keep in touch. We have to make out time. And we can only do this by setting our minds to it. To be honest, I recently had a thought of just call my friend, her name is Esther. Call Esther. Like, I thought about it, but like, I'll do it this evening. I will not forget. Weeks went by. Until Esther, her own, sent a text. I was like, I'm supposed to call this girl just to check up on her. And I felt really bad. But now imagine if the way I set my mind that this week I must record my podcast episode no matter what, and I'm doing it. Imagine if I set my mind to like reaching out to a friend, I would do it, right?
Yes.
So I think it falls down to setting your mind.
And this thing you're saying, we're all guilty of it too. Nobody is perfect.
Procrastination,
you understand? Even me now, I'm telling you that you do schedule. Sometimes, let me not lie to you, sometimes you want to even like close your eye to that schedule and say, it happened. But at least the schedule stayed up. So.
Yeah, and this is not you being too serious or feeling, and are you carrying this friendship for head though? No, it's just you doing the needful, showing care and concern, reminding her, reminding that your friend, reminding each other that you and each other's lives as light. Remember, godly
light.
Friendship.
Light.
Iron sharpens iron. Okay? You are in each other's life to grow together, to be impactful to each other.
Yeah.
You know, friendship is a wonderful thing.
It's very wonderful. Though.
Because friends are like family. You made mention of it earlier.
Yes.
A family outside
like
your
family.
Main family.
A family outside family.
Whether you are related by blood or not, friendship is a wonderful type of relationship. If you're genuine with each other, if you respect each other,
if you're honest,
if you respect each other's boundaries, and you know, when you decide that no matter what, distance, problems, growth, you'll be there for each other.
And there's one thing you must like, you know, that there's nothing like, there's this feeling, there's this vibe that comes when you're talking with a friend that knows God. You know that these days it's hard for you to find people that talk about God. They are shy. A lot of people shy away from talking about God. When you talk about God, they'll be like, I beg you. But when you have someone that is talking about God, the person is just breaking Bible, the person is just talking about this thing, and you're like, oh my goodness, you just feel that, see, forget it. I know maybe we are not where we're supposed to be, but at least
we are getting there. You know, let me shock you. It's when I came to Bauchi State for service that I knew the meaning of personal relationship with God. I mean, like, I got to learn new things about God, about the word of God, relationships. Spiritually, I have grown. And I am super, super grateful for it. Like, I am, every day I thank God that God, thank you for sending me to Bible. Honestly.
True.
I have seen people that I can ask questions concerning the word of God, concerning relationship, concerning the Bible. I'm really super grateful, honestly.
And the reason we're able to reach this level of growth is because you were humble to ask. A lot of people are arrogant these days. We have so much arrogance in the midst of ignorance. People always want to show that they know, but they actually don't know. Be open. I'm telling you, the moment you are open to people, the moment you say, see, guy, I don't know this thing, and people will break down. You see, that's where that, what do you call this thing, favor comes. When people see this guy, this girl, she's so open, he's so open to learn, they cannot refer you to opportunities that can shoot you to those goals and targets that you have for your life. You now see at age 26, they say, Omozele, how did you reach here? At 28, Omozele, do you know that the people that reach here at this your age of 28, they reach here at age 50? Speed, but because you were conscious.
Speed.
Yes, because we are conscious of it. So please, let's not be careless. Let's sit down and review our lives. Retreat. You see this thing, retreat. Please, I'm telling you, truth, guys, please take whosoever is listening to this podcast, please take retreat very seriously. Once in a while, yes, as you do all the work, it's good. You just sit down and take a recess. Just say, okay, let me sit down and analyze. Okay, this is week 4. Okay, how did week 1, 2, 3 go? Am I still doing the same thing and the same thing and still expecting to get the same result? Or I'm improving? Or, okay, let's say I've been praying 1 hour and now I'm praying 2 hours. Or I was praying 1 hour, now I'm praying 20 minutes, 10 minutes. Ha! That means it's an attack. Oh, maybe I need to boost my prayer life. So you need to put your life under assessment, proper assessment. That's a very good thing to do.
Okay, well, this episode has been amazing. I'm having fun. I had fun. I hope you did too.
Yeah, I definitely did. Definitely did.
And I hope we have impacted you, our lovely, patient listener, because it's not easy to listen to an episode of an hour plus.
True.
So I hope you have been impacted. I hope you will share this. Mm. So, Kelly, do you have any final words for our amazing listener?
One thing I'll say is, please be conscious of the people you keep around you, because these people will have a negative or positive effects in your future. So be conscious, try and see that the relationships and the friendships that you keep don't make you go outside the will of God.
Yes, you know, the will of God
has to be number one for
top
you.
Priority.
Top priority. Maybe you are saying, I want to be a doctor, but God is saying, I don't want you to be a doctor. I want you to be a lawyer. I'm just saying, I know it's not possible, but he's saying, I want you to be a lawyer because it will be for the advancement of my
it
kingdom.
It is possible now.
You understand? No, I'm not. I'm saying the physical. For God, in the realm of the spirit, it's possible. But I'm just saying, physically, you can't just reach for a doctor. To
yes, yes.
But see, maybe you are saying, I want to be a doctor, and you are hell bent on it, and God is saying, I want you to be a lawyer because it will advance the kingdom, it will bring more souls to the kingdom, it will bring more souls that are dying out there. It will bring them to, you know, he said, heaven rejoices when a soul is saved. So
yes.
Please try and see how we put all these things and then put in the work. Whatever you heard today, try and put in the work. Even us too, we'll sit down too and listen to this podcast and say, oh, this is what we are saying. These things we are saying, we'll also try ourselves to try to see if we are actually doing them as well. Honestly, it was nice being here.
Yes,
and
thank
as usual,
you
I
so
see you, Ben.
Much.
K to the E to the LLY. Clearly dishonest.
Thank you so much. So, to my dear listener, if you have people in your life that you know deep down are always there for you, give them a call. Send a text. I love you. Thank you. You're a good friend. I am grateful that we are riding together. I mean, do that. Just send a text, oh, I love you, I'm grateful for your presence in my life, and you will see, you will hear it from their voice, how wide their smile, how joyful they will be. Personally, after this episode, I am going to text all my friends.
Definitely.
Boys, girls, you know, in fact, I'm going to text everybody on my contact list and say, oh, thank you for being a friend and for being, you know, just there, my contact list.
I'm viewing my status.
I'm viewing my status. It's not easy. So that is all I have for you today. That is all we have for you today. I hope this episode is going to influence you positively. I hope you're going to share. And I am open and I will be grateful to get responses from you.
We're open to learning.
So we're open to learning and corrections. We're not perfect.
True.
So if you have any correction, suggestion, please. I am willing, I am ready to take it. Thank you so much for sticking with me all the way. I am grateful. See you next episode. See you next time. Have a great day. And that's a wrap on today's episode. Thank you for sticking with me all the way. Please do well to share your thoughts and questions by sending a voice message, an email, or filling out the questionnaire form in the description box of this episode. I remain your host, Blessing Omozeli. Thank you for listening and stay blessed.